News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. All you need is love on Frisky Friday here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We have Francine here with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, and little Raina is in the house. This is not fair.
Every Frisky Friday,
she brings in these beautiful dogs, and I'm upset now because last time you were here, you had Gizmo, and I thought Gizmo wasn't quite ready, so I've been thinking about him and thinking about him, and I thought too long because he's been adopted.
He's gone. He's adopted.
Sick about it.
Those babies go fast.
Yes, 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 yes.
And we've been so low on dogs lately. The other day, we were looking at our Rescue Me site, and we had 4 dogs available.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, no, people, no, we have more, but it takes time to get them ready.
Sure,
so
yeah.
This week, she's been posting all week. Next week, we've got a full lineup, so there'll be a bunch of new dogs coming forward.
Okay.
I'm getting in 3 today and 1 tomorrow, and 2 new ones came in today that were unexpected returns. So got lots more, but just takes time to get them out there and get them ready, and people don't understand. We get them in, but then we have to learn their personalities so we can write those fabulous bios that tell
you
us all about the dogs.
Such an amazing job with that. They are on Facebook, and I look every day. But is it Christine? Is that the Christine does a beautiful job of posting the pictures. Plus, this whole description, because you have people that foster the dogs or the puppies, and they get a sense of the personalities and what they need, like a fence yard or not, or companionship.
People, you know, that's one of our biggest things. If I could do nothing else except convince people to read the bios and understand that we have worked really hard to learn these dogs' personalities. If we have a dog with issues, behavioral issues, they usually come to me. I will push every button they have to see how they're going to react. People tell me all the time, you're going to get bit. And I'm like, yep, won't be the first time or the last time, probably not even this week. So, but, you know, we work really hard to be able to teach or to educate the people on what each dog needs. Mm-hmm. And last week we had one where a lady was really upset because we said we have a poodle and he's a Moyen poodle and he's beautiful. He's almost 3 years old. His name is Toby. And,
I think I've seen his picture.
Oh, he's fabulous. He's at my house, but he's a fence jumper. He goes wherever I go, no matter what section of my yard I'm in, he's right behind me.
Oh.
So, you know, we said he has to have a 6-foot privacy fence. And there was a lady, she just was going to argue with us and argue with us. And I said, look, I will not bend on safety for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't find him the right home, then he lives with me. And I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. So we're hoping we can find him one. But, you know, she tried to explain to us she had poodle experience. We're not talking about your experience. You could be fabulous. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a fenced-in yard, you are not fabulous for Toby.
Right, so, that's true.
You know, we try so hard. And, you know, we want them to understand, read the bios. Don't just look at the pretty pictures.
Because they're all preciously cute.
The pictures are fabulous. Mm-hmm. We know that. We love these guys. But, you know, we want them to get in a home that suits them.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with Francine with the Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, you can go to their website to see photos and descriptions of the animals at A Place of Hope Pensacola. Oh, I'm sorry, aplaceofhoperescue.com.
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so talk a little bit about your organization. We have every week, we have a Frisky Friday here on Pep Talk, and I try to bring in people from all different organizations. Last week, I had Katie King in when she was here with the Great Dane Rescue.
Yeah.
We have the Pensacola Humane Society, the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, all doing an amazing job right now. We do have a strays crisis in our community.
We do.
With people that are just letting their dogs go. And there's I had a note from Katie who said, if I could mention today, be on the lookout, because unfortunately with what's happening with all these layoffs and the people that are suddenly out of food, then they may have to give up their dog because they don't have enough food for the family, let alone their pets.
Right.
And so she was saying just for folks to be on the lookout because you might start seeing more and more strays out there. And sadly, people have to make difficult choices.
I can't imagine that there would be more out there. My gosh, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
We are bombarded with requests to take strays and owner surrenders every day. I have 6 coming in today and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I took in, I think, 7 last week.
And just to be clear, you don't have a facility.
We don't have a facility.
The facility is your home.
we have my house where we do the meet and greets. We have an outbuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a workroom where we do grooming and baths and, you know, anything that needs to be done for the dogs. But that's my house. We don't, you know, people show up all the time and want to see dogs. I'm like, we don't have a facility. You're simply at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And they see a lot of dogs there and they think I should let them see them, but they don't understand. I have a lot of unadoptables that live at my house.
Right.
And they are permanent residents there. And then I have my fosters.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now I have 4 fosters, but they're not ready, you
mm-hmm.
know, so they have to be ready before they get posted. And Raina came to us as a stray.
This little Raina that's sitting in her lap right now is got these big brown eyes, a white coat with some like brown speckled, like a little bit of coloring there, little
she
spots.
She looks like she has eyeliner on.
Yeah,
too.
She's
love
beautiful.
That about her.
Oh my goodness.
She's a little Shih Tzu mix, and she was a stray. I'm not real sure about the story on her because it was all, you know,
complicated.
We're going to go with that. But we had been working on getting her to safety for quite a while. We think somebody moved out and left her.
Aww.
And that happens a lot, unfortunately. But luckily, she was caught. She was brought to us. And she is turning out to be a fabulous little girl. She's got some quirks.
Well, so in her bio, what would be the kind of family you'd be looking for Raina?
Raina will need a family that's home most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
She hates to be left.
Aww.
And I think that's maybe from being abandoned. But even if I close my little puppy gate mm-hmm. to sweep the dining room and she's in the next room where she can see me, she screams like a crazy woman.
Aww,
so we're working
baby.
Really hard on that.
Yeah.
And she's made improvements. No chickens, we're going to say. She caught my chicken.
I don't mean to laugh.
She caught one of my chickens, but luckily she just pulled out some tail feathers. But she's fast. I mean, she's high energy.
Mm-hmm.
She could be named Tigger. She's got springs in her butt.
Oh,
yep. She
gosh.
bounces.
Bounce, I love
and
it.
And she's just, I mean, but cuddles up with you at
yeah,
night in bed.
She's very calm right now in your lap.
Oh,
just,
my gosh. She
big
lays,
brown eyes.
She lays her head on my shoulder at night, and she just looks at me with those eyes like, I'm just going to stay here. I'm like, no, you're not.
So if someone wanted to see a picture of Raina, where could they go?
Well, they won't see her yet because she will post next week.
Next week, okay.
Yeah, she's going to post next week, and we have, I think, a new dog every day next week.
Wow.
So, you know, keep an eye on the website. We did a little preview of the ones that came in because we were trying to let people know, hey, you know, our numbers are low right now, but we have dogs. So we did a little sneak peek. That didn't go so well because even though we said, please don't ask us questions, we're just showing you the dogs. We don't have details on them yet. That didn't work out
well.
They can't not ask questions.
Well,
we were like, no, this this is why we stopped doing, you know, like we used to call them freedom rides.
Right.
When they'd come into rescue. But we had to stop doing that because people were way too much.
Okay. We're talking with Francine and little Raina here in the studio on Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. 850-437-1620 if you have some questions for Francine. She is the founder and I guess executive director and head person extraordinaire for A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. We'll be back with Francine and Raina on Pep Talk in just a minute. This is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We've got Francine Armstrong here with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, along with little Raina, who will be available for adoption next week. And if you have any questions, 850-437-1620. Something to understand is that this is a nonprofit, of course, but also to understand that we, at this point, you don't have a staff. You don't have all these folks working with you. You really depend on the kindness of the people who are fosters and on the donations from the public. You have an opportunity. I've been an angel in the past where you can actually donate a larger amount of money so that you can foster and adopt a specific adoption.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that help? What does it cost you to take care of these animals?
A lot. I usually pay about $5,000 every week to the vet and pay them off. I don't ever carry a balance on our account. We work very hard to keep the vet taken care of. We use Coastal Sunrise Animal Hospital, and they've been very good to us. But they're not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
No vets are cheap.
No, they're not.
We don't use one of the cheap vets. We use a good vet.
Mm-hmm.
So just and buying the food, we provide all the food to the fosters. We provide pee pads, kennels, anything they need. If we have it, they take it from us.
So if I wanted to foster, maybe I can't make the commitment full time, but if I could do help out, what would I do? How would I go about doing that?
Well,
you
would do a foster application on our website, theplaceofhoperescue.com. And you do the application. We get you approved to foster. We check you out just like we do if you're an adopter. And then the only thing we ask of people is they have the dog in their home, keep them safe, love them, feed them, and get them to appointments. They have vet appointments, they have surgery appointments, and they have meet and greets.
Mm-hmm.
So you come and do the meet and greet. New fosters, I always am there with them when they do a meet and greet, but some of the fosters that have been with us for years and years, they do them themselves, and they come to the puppy pad, and we have all the records and all the stuff. We have little goodie bags for every dog.
Aww.
You know, people donate little blankets and toys, and we always send one home with every dog. So,
wow. Now, are you taking those kinds of donations, food and blankets and things like that?
Yes, we really
can. So how would we go
use,
about doing that?
We could really use those small blankets that, you know, Walmart has them in the little roll, the little, we don't want big blankets.
Mm-hmm.
We want the little small blankets, just something to send with each dog.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple ladies, we put out a thing about it. We have a couple ladies now making little small crocheted blankets.
Oh, how sweet.
And so, if we don't have blankets, they don't get a blanket. They get treats. But all the fosters love to send a blanket and a toy with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try hard to have those.
Do you have any online wish lists that people can go to?
We do. We have Chewy and we have Amazon.
Oh, see, that's so, I'd say this every Friday. If you're in your car and you're at the stoplight, all you got to do is go on Amazon, A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, see their list, click on one of those items. It'll be on their door the next morning.
We have been.
Which is amazing.
We have been buying up, hitting where you been, because they had. 1 week we got, I think, 120 harness and leash sets for a quarter apiece.
Oh, my gosh. Where is that site?
It's on Davis Highway. It's that used to be Crazy Cowboys type thing. But,
uh-huh.
You know, they have a lot of dog stuff. So we go quarter days and we dig through those bins.
Yeah, for sure.
We find dog toys. When we found the harnesses and leash sets, I was like, okay, we spent $30. We would have spent $1,000
right.
if we bought those at Amazon. And we send every dog home with the harness, leash, and collar set. So,
fantastic.
You know, we want them to be safe to go to their new home. So.
Okay. If you have any questions for Francine, she's with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, specializing in the little ones.
Yes.
What are some of the breeds that you specialize in, I guess?
We take most anything. We try to have 15 pounds or less, but Toby is, I think, 21. You know, it just depends. We've got a standard poodle coming back in that we adopted out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be posting next week, probably. We do Frenchies. We do lots of Morkies, Maltese, Shih Tzus, Chihuahuas. We got some Chihuahuas coming in today that look really sweet.
Mm-hmm. See, I couldn't do what you do. Because I would personally be adopting all of them.
You could if you had as many dogs that live at your house as I do.
Right.
Because
right.
Let me tell you what, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's easy to let the happy, happy ones go to new homes.
Mm.
It's hard to let the ones that really struggle.
Yeah.
When they start to trust you and you work on them and get them where they're ready for a home,
mm-hmm.
and then they look at you like you're betraying them, those are the ones that just break your heart. But
yeah.
We vet people so much to make sure that it's an excellent home, and people don't necessarily like it. You know, one guy told me the other day, why do I have to weigh my dog and let you know about its vet records if I want you to take it in? I said, well, you don't have to. I'm just not going to take it if you don't,
mm-hmm.
because I've got to know if I have a foster available.
Right.
And he got a little ugly, and I said, okay, have a great day. And then he came back, and he said, I'm sorry, I really need help. I'm like, well, then weigh the dog and send me some pictures.
There you go.
I'm like that, you know, I don't play.
Well, it's not a fly-by-night operation, and I know one of the reasons I admire you so much is that you are very thorough. You vet the dogs, you vet the people that are adopting and fostering, and that makes a difference because these little animals have all have a story.
they trust us to find them and the right place. And the thing is, I'm not going to take them from a bad situation and put them back in a bad situation.
Right.
That just hurts my heart even thinking that can happen.
But on a positive note, you can see all of their dogs and animals on Facebook page, A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. They also have a website, smalldogrescue.com, .org.
aplaceofhoperescue.com.
Sorry, aplaceofhoperescue.com, my bad. aplaceofhoperescue.com.
She's going to have that memorized eventually.
Absolutely. Raina and Francine and I will be back on Pep Talk in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. We're here with Francine Armstrong and little Raina, who is as cute as a button. We are here to talk about small dogs because this is A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. You can go to their website, placeofhoperescue.com, and you can check out the dogs there. But you have a great Facebook page.
Which we do.
We really do a Christine super job.
Works really hard on that.
Hats off to Christine. They come up when they're ready to be adopted. They have a complete and total explanation of the dog's needs. And all you have to do if you're interested is to fill out that application and send it in.
Right. And it's online. It's easy.
Okay. And so what are some of the things that you need and how can we help you?
Well, biggest thing right now, like I said, we can use blankets. We can...
Money.
We can always use money. Donations. Mm-hmm. We can always use gift cards. We can always use, we use the Science Diet small breed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we always are looking for donations of the kibble that we use. I keep it on auto ship and just reduce my auto ship as I get donations in. So we can always use that. And... one thing I want to mention before we stop is in the next week, hopefully, we will be announcing our next low-cost microchip clinic. We're not sure yet where it's going to be.
Okay.
We're probably going to have it here in Pensacola again.
Okay.
And so that'll be a microchip with a lifetime registration for the cost of $10 to
the
person.
That's fantastic.
So we're doing them at cost for us, just basically so that we get dogs registered and they have microchips. Makes a world of difference when you get a lost dog in and you can actually scan them and say, oh my gosh, this one has a microchip. The frustrating part is when you do that and they haven't bothered to register the microchip.
Yes.
So if you have a dog, please make sure your registration is current, especially with the way things are right now. Make sure dogs can get home.
That's a great tip. And if you are interested in any of these dogs, you can find them on the Facebook page or on their website, and they'll be announcing that free chip clinic for $10 coming up.
Yes, very soon.
All right, Francine Armstrong with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Raina, you're pretty cute.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Yes, I'm going to blow up the internet.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I hope you have a fabulous weekend this weekend.